AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A top Hamas official is telling the AP the group is losing faith in the U.S. ability to mediate a Gaza ceasefire ahead of new talks. There is another sign the Federal Reserve may be cutting interest rates next month. The AP's Seth Soutell reports there is more relief on inflation.
The government reported that inflation and consumer prices cooled again last month. Consumer prices were 2.9% higher in July than they were a year ago. That's just about what economists were expecting, and the lowest level in more than 3 years. The continued slowing of inflation is good news for both American households and businesses. Hopes have been building that the Federal Reserve can finally start bringing interest rates down from the highest levels in more than 20 years. The Fed holds its next meeting on interest rates in September. The government's Consumer Price Index covers a wide variety of things that people buy, including food, gas, housing, and healthcare. Inflation in consumer prices peaked 2 years ago at 9.1%, the highest level in four decades. I'm Seth Soutell.
After leaving Puerto Rico behind, Ernesto has strengthened into a hurricane. It is over open water. The next threat is Bermuda. Robbie Berg at the National Hurricane Center says Ernesto won't reach the U.S., but there may be an impact along the coast.
That means that anybody who goes to the beach, even if the weather is beautiful and nice, it could be dangerous in the water with those rip currents and high surf.
In North Carolina, more than 24 hours after a prisoner serving a life sentence for murder escaped from a transport van, the local sheriff says they have no concrete leads on his whereabouts. Ramon Alston escaped from the van as it arrived at the UNC Gastroenterology Hospital in Hillsborough, North Carolina, outside of Durham. The ancient ritual meaning of Stonehenge is still a mystery, but researchers are one step closer to understanding how the famous stone circle was created. Researchers report the unique stone lying flat at the center of the monument was brought to the site in southern England from near the tip of northeast Scotland and not from Wales, as originally thought. This is AP News. Palestinians say Israeli strikes across Gaza killed at least 17 people.
At a hospital courtyard in central Gaza, two men pull the body of a boy wrapped in a blanket out of the boot of a car. One of the men begins to shout in rage. These are children, people. Where is everyone? Where are the Arabs? Inside the morgue, he continues. Where are the people who should come and see our children getting slaughtered? These are children who fell asleep hungry and could not find anything to eat. One of the Israeli strikes killed a family, including five children, ranging in age from 2 to 11, in the built-up Nusayrat refugee camp. An Associated Press reporter who saw the bodies said they had been dismembered and the two-year-old had been decapitated. A neighbour said body parts were scattered over the neighbours' homes. The strikes came on the eve of new talks aimed at reaching a ceasefire, but the sides remain far apart on several issues. I'm Karen Shammas.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.